Life is won in moments. It's not won in days or weeks or years. It's in the moments. That's what intentional living is all about. Winning or losing in the moments. When you stand before your spouse, and boy, that moment, how do you handle it? When you stand at work and you have to make a decision, how do you handle that? When you stand before a chocolate chip cookie, in that moment, how do you handle it? Dr. Randy here at Intentional Living, and we're going to talk about the chocolate chip cookie issues today. We're talking about your health, and in the moments of life, how do you handle life? And I've invited our friend King Hoover, who is a fitness expert, works with lots of people on fitness and health and diet and exercise, to join me today. And we're live here on Facebook. Thank you for joining us on Facebook. If you'd like to see and join in there, you're welcome to do so. And when you do, you can share a question or comment, and Gina will get it out over to us. And so let me introduce King. King is dressed for the appropriate today. He's already been in session with people, helping people, working out with people, training people, and then he's taking a little break to join us here on the program. Hey, how you doing today, King?
Great, Dr. Randy. How are you?
So you got up early. You said you saw the sunrise this morning. you get early with people who are early risers, ready to get exercised and get going for the day.
You know, the Lord actually woke me up a little bit earlier than early. Normally it's 4. Today is about 3:40. And that gave me extra time in the gym for me before I got to my first client at 6 a.m.
All right. Good for you. The early bird. What did Franklin say? The early bird catches the worm, I think it is. So I don't know why you want a worm, but so be it. Hey, we're talking about moments, though, and you work with people about health and exercise. Talk to us a little bit about the power of moments, winning or losing in the moments with our health.
Well, a new study, researchers at, I'm thinking it was the University of Illinois, they assessed the impact of moving around versus being sedentary on attention and ability to focus and performance, job performance, because a lot of us are still working. Even if we're working at home, we may be doing something virtually. And if you sat longer than 20 minutes, attention began to flag, distractions would catch you easily, and written performance on tests or the tasks that they were following all went down. So just every 20 minutes or so, getting up and moving around a little bit, getting your blood going, clearing the blood sugar if you just had some breakfast or one of the chocolate chip cookies you were talking about, really helps manage that whole dynamic system. So taking a few moments to move about every 20 minutes or so will make a big difference. Changes in blood sugar after an hour are even more powerful.
Because it is in the moments, though, isn't it? It is in the moments that we win or lose when we're talking about health. And by the way, went up the phone line. Steven's taking your calls. I'll tell you what, if you have found some things that help you in a moment, you know, when you're standing before that chocolate chip cookie or a decision for your health, maybe to exercise or not exercise or anything to do with your health, what things help you in the moments when you have to make a decision of how you're going to choose to respond to that moment with your health? How do you do it? What helps you? Why don't you join in? 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. If you're joining us on Facebook, you can post there and tell us what do you do in the moments that help you, and we'll try to get some of those up on the air as well. Moments, power of moments is what we're talking about with King Hoover. And again, 888-888-1717. What do you tell people who struggle with the moments, though, King? You know, chocolate chip cookie is sort of a word picture, but you know, let's face it, we generally don't get healthy in a day or a week. We don't get unhealthy in a day or week. Generally, it's the moments. How do we handle the moments when we know we need to be more disciplined to do the next right one thing?
Sometimes it's like the Bible talks about, a lot of opportunities. We should just run. You know, if we're at the house and we've got stuff in the pantry that we should not have, get your shoes on, head outside, get a walk. Get on your bike, just get away from wherever the calories in could be and get some calories out. We don't pull into the restaurants that we know have our favorite things. those moments when we're tempted to put something in to assuage a feeling. You know how that is. A lot of times we're just wanting to feel a little bit better by raising our blood sugar. We need to just get out and increase our circulation, get some rhythmic activity, a bike, walk, jumping rope. Just a gentle walk makes a vast difference. We just need to flip the script. Instead of calories in at that time, we know right then it needs to be calories out. And all those activities are really easy to do.
Well, resolutions come and go. And I think probably all of us have made resolutions at some point for our health, and then they wane. And I guess today what would be really helpful, some of you who've been down this trail, what helps you in those waning moments of a resolution when you're trying to be intentional with your health in that moment and you find that it's hard for you to do it? What helps you? What practical things? Give us a call, 888-888-1717. I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break, Dave, and we'll be back. King Hoover's here live today. Facebook friends, you can post as well. Love to hear from you, or call 888-888-1717. We'll be back in just a minute.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
As I say at Intentional Living, we tend to judge ourselves by our good intentions. And I think many times people get into marriage because their intentions are good, but we always judge by the other person by their expectations. And so that's why in counseling, I've seen couples that I've counseled with over the years, and the guy's just oblivious. You know, I'm going to work, I'm doing my thing, I'm doing all these things, and she's just never happy. Well, I said, hey, is it possible that your intentions are good? I mean, you're doing all the right things, but her expectation is time, sharing, being there, and you're missing the difference between an intention and an expectation.
Oh my goodness.
Whenever an expectation is not met, we know that creates disappointment in a relationship.
Oh man. Man, I'm telling you that I'm writing all of this down right now. Praise the Lord. That is it. Gosh, that just spoke to me on so many levels right now. That was awesome.
All right. That happens to be Mike Weaver, Big Daddy Weave. And you know what? Big Daddy and his wife, Candace, along with my wife, Donna, and myself, and Evan and Kelly Carlson, Evan's president of the ministry, are inviting you to come and join us on the Alaska cruise coming up June 12. You know, it's going to be a great week. We're going to see some of the most beautiful sights in the world. And I am really pumped and excited to be able to share with you some really positive and very encouraging lessons on intentional living when we're at sea. Mike is going to lead us in worship and praise, putting on a concert. We have a lot of music during the week and a lot of sharing when we're at sea, plus all the beautiful sights. It's a vacation with a purpose. And by June, we're going to have some fresh air to breathe as we enjoy this cruise. So come and get your cabin reserved today. Go to theintentionallife.com. Theintentionallife.com is the phone number. What works for you, you know, in the moments? We're talking about moments. When you're facing a moment, because really life comes down to victory or success, or less success in moments. We're talking about health, winning our health in the moments of the day. Got King Hoover on the line on Facebook with me live as well. And we got Desiree joining me from Arizona. Hi, Desiree. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
Good. Good. Do you win in the moments? How do you do it?
I don't always win, but I have to tell you, there is no victory without Jesus.
Well, amen
so
to that.
In the moments of temptation, things like, if I have to use an example as simple as Coca-Cola versus water. If I'm facing Coca-Cola and I've had that moment that I know I've already had a conversation with the Lord of not going that route, then I believe that the consequences of making the wrong choice just put me further away from my walking with my Lord.
So you don't see it as necessarily just a health issue. it's a spiritual issue.
I definitely feel spiritual issue, because you can have the victory in the health, on the health issues, as long as you're walking with God.
That's very true. There's a spiritual component to this. Big time, King, you know, you think about it, the Bible teaches that our bodies are the temple of the living God. And so not taking care of it, I guess, is certainly violating that trust that God has put into us to have this body.
It's true. We only get so many days and so many opportunities to leverage the health that he's given us. And as Desiree's finding, when we do fall off, it impacts our ability to be as functional later. And now we haven't been able to be as effective for the Lord as we wanted to, or be there for our family, because now our blood sugar swung way up. It's dropped way out. Now we feel terrible, and we just can't love them the way we'd like to. Can't serve them the way we'd like to.
Boy, that's a great reminder. What motivates you to be so disciplined?
When I was a kid, 17 years old, what sparked me off in this career was wondering how well somebody could be. And I've seen the heights. I feel younger than anybody else that I know that's in my same age range. I feel younger than a lot of people that are far younger than me. I've seen what this can do for a life, creating margin so that we are able to serve more, no matter how young or how old we are, how many calories and calendars that we've seen. So what keeps me going is that I probably only have so many more calendars, and I want to make the most of each day. I want to be as productive as I can, impacting people's lives for the Lord. And that comes in a lot of ways in these moments.
We're talking about moments. We're talking about health in the moment, decisions in the moment for health. And David's on the line. Sounds like it looks here, David, like you got a unique way of doing this. Tell us, what is it?
Well, it works. As I was saying before, I'm an old bodybuilder. I placed the USA and a couple times in the 70s. But, you know, you have to have certain low fat, sugar, whatever. What I was doing back then, when I was starving for any type of sugar, pie, whatever, I would chew it and I would spit it out. And it satisfies you mentally and your taste buds, but it doesn't go into your system. I've done the same thing with Bazooka bubble gum. When I was craving for sugar, I'd chew it, spit it out, just the juices, so I wouldn't swallow the sugar. And, you know, I do a lot of today, I still do that, not every day, but it just depends, because I don't want certain things going through my system, because I'm almost 70 years old now. But I'll do intermittent fasting, too. I'll start off 10 hours, no food, work it to 12, 14, 16, and then I get up to 20 for a couple of days, and then I go back down to my normal routine. I'll do that maybe once a month, and all that stuff helps. I'm almost 70 years old. Every time I see my medical doctor, he's always trying to put me on statin. I don't have high blood pressure. My blood pressure is like 120 over 70, mostly all the time. And I relate a lot of that by not taking any type of, you know, medical drugs. Too.
Being careful of what you put in your body. What do you think about that, King? That's an interesting approach. And also the, you know, the idea that we desire these things, but is it when we swallow it becomes the problem, I guess?
Definitely. And there is some effect in the body. They're finding now with artificial sweeteners that once sweet is no longer a reliable determiner of the calories in something, that it throws the body off. It gets out of sync. And that the artificial sweeteners, even though there's no calories to them, are encouraging weight gain because it breaks that sound or trusted communication between the brain, taste buds, and the rest of the body. What this gentleman is doing so well is training his body to say no. With intermittent fasting, it's designed to extend life. It was done as an experiment to increase lifespan and test animals and get in that practice, be able to say no to food for 8 hours, 10 hours, 15, 20 hours saying no to food. Now that cookie no big deal. I've said no to food for 20 hours when I was really hungry. I sure don't need to get that cookie now. Excellent approach, and doing it just every now and again is good. These people that are trying to live on intermittent fasting, I don't recommend that, but I do appreciate it as a tool that he seems to be using very well and to good effect.
Expand on that a little bit. Probably some people have to be careful if they have certain medical conditions and make sure their doctors are clear. But what works exactly? You say intermittent, meaning give us an example. If you were working with someone on a fasting program, what would it be?
Well, intermittent fasting is a practice of when you wake up in the morning, you may have coffee, but you don't have anything else to eat until, say, maybe 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Then within a window of about 5 hours, say from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m., we get all our calories in that we need for the day. Some people will be a little bit looser with those calories, knowing that I only get to eat for 5 hours and I'm not going to have anything after my 8 hour window closes until 3 o'clock the next day, except for maybe my coffee. Still get a little bit loose with the calories. But if you keep it tight, if you take in great quality proteins, high quality fats, lots of vegetables, fruits, this type of thing, and just kind of pack everything in, great stuff, positive stuff for your body within that 8 hours, you may not need to eat, may not really be that hungry until 3 o'clock the next day, because you've taken in really what your body needed rather than just responding to fluctuations in blood sugar that made you think you were hungry, but you really just needed a glass of water, or you really just wanted to kind of elevate your mood because you were feeling a little down and wanted to kind of treat yourself so you felt better.
So is 3 meals a day more of a habit of our culture than it is a need for the body?
In large measure, we used to, when we would have to forage for food, earlier, man, a couple thousand years ago, several thousand years ago, food was a lot more scarce. There were no drive-thrus and, no grocery stores, that kind of thing. And if you didn't raise it and kill it yourself, you might have a hard time getting food for periods of time. So it's just a throwback to that. At the same time, they found that the benefit was it increased telomere length, which is the number of times that a cell can replicate in your body. All your DNA trails have this tail on the end that is like the tickets you tear off. And when you can no longer have any tickets to tear off, that cell will not be able to replicate any longer. And that cell will now pass away and you'll have fewer of those cells. Extending those telomere lengths means that it's like getting more time where those cells can duplicate. It is a healthy practice. We just wouldn't want to hang out there all the time.
Talking about the moments with our health, moments, intentional living is all about figuring out what pleases Christ and do it. And here's a key. This is sort of our mission statement. We want you to experience life as God intended. And God's intention for us is to be intentional with things like our health. And I know this is an area I struggle with, bad habits, lifetime patterns, perhaps, not perhaps, for sure. And so breaking them in the moments, I find it doesn't work to say, well, listen, I'm going to do this tomorrow or, a week from now, or set goals a year from now. This is where I want to be. It comes up, like I said, to that chocolate chip cookie decision when it's right there in front of you. Right, Joel? Are you with me? All right. Joel is saying that's right. The chocolate chip cookie in the moment of time can make a difference, a decision you make in your life. And it's hard. It's certainly hard because we tend to fall back in patterns and habits. And part of it is really developing better habits. If you want to join in, what's one thing that helps you in the moment to make the right decision with your health? Give us a call. 888-888-1717 is the number. Elenita's on the line in Florida. Did I get your name right? Is it Elenita?
Yes, sir. You did very good.
Well, welcome to the show today. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
And I'm a dialysis nurse.
Okay.
I woke up early in the morning. I always pray to the Lord that He have to give me a physical and a spiritual health. And that's what I do in the morning. The minute I get up in the morning, I wiggle my foot. I put my feet on the ground and just walk on the hallway, and I turned my radio to your station, and I start exercising, and that's what I do every day. And then after that, I have my breakfast, no sweet, just my cereal, and that's what I did. And then after that, I'm ready to go to work. I got a lot of energy. The whole day, I got energy. The only thing I'm doing is I always have vegetables, chicken and no sweets.
Yeah, boy. And that's good for you.
Yep, that's what I'm doing all the time. And then when I get home, I still have energy. The whole day I'm working, I still have energy.
You know, what I hear, Elenita, and maybe you can comment on this, King, is that she's developed a habit. Every morning, she says, every morning I do this as a habit. My wife and I, we've made a habit. It was developed over the years. We walk about 2 miles every morning. We get up, we walk 2 miles every morning. And days that I want to walk, we still walk. I may be dragging a little bit, but I walk, you know. But it's easy to do now because it's a habit. And I guess it really does come down to developing these kinds of habits, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. That consistency. When we move, when we make good food choices, it's like we're banking health. We're banking health. We're banking health. And on days when we fall off of that and we do eat wildly and we let stress take over, we're making deductions out of our health bank account.
Yeah.
And it's pretty easy to get down into the negative these days. There's a lot of stuff pushing us around, a lot of things that people are stressed about. We've noticed that the people that are being the most challenged by COVID are the ones that have the least amount of health margin, a variety of comorbidities or a collection of comorbidities. So what she's doing is she's kind of setting the day with increasing her circulation, getting her heart rate up, by using some energy before she has food. Then the breakfast that she does eat is going to go to refill the muscles that she tapped the carbohydrates out of. Now she's extra packed up and extra ready for the day, kind of like you've got extra batteries for your flashlights, and off you go. And you can hear the energy and the enthusiasm in her voice and that joy. It gets your day going. And then with that kind of momentum where you've been hard on yourself by doing something challenging, it's tougher for anybody else to derail you because you've got that firm momentum in such positive directions.
Yeah, momentum is powerful. King Hoover is joining me today. We're talking about the moments of life, the decisions you make for your health and the moments, because moments add up to a day, days add up to weeks, and weeks add up to years, and years to a lifetime. And remember what the scripture says in Psalm 90, verse 12, we are to, Lord, teach me to number my days that I can have a heart after wisdom. And that comes down to the moments, the smallest part of our life, these moments when we make the decision. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. King, when we come back, here's what I want you to do during break. If you can, get a piece of paper. I want you to write down maybe the top 4 or 5 habits that people need to develop. If you were to sit with a person who's just maybe not feeling real motivated, they're struggling with their health, they want to do better, but they know they can't do everything. We don't want to overwhelm people, but what are 4 or 5 top habits that we can develop that would make the biggest difference in our life? We'll be back with King Hoover on that in just a moment. What Adam and Eve did as a result of feeling shame was to cover themselves. We do this, let's get real practical, we do this in our relationships. If I feel shame in my life, I'm going to cover up from you. That's an excerpt on the teaching for this month of January. I called Who Pushed Humpty? It's really from that nursery rhyme. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall, had a great fall, and all the king's horses and men couldn't put him back together again. That's what happened in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve fell from the wall, as it were. And we've tried everything, religiosity, sex, entertainment, psychology, you name it. We've tried everything to put man back together again. How are we doing with that? Look around the world, not so well. We know that only Jesus can put the pieces back together. But even then, as God puts us back together, we still have those cracks in our life. And sometimes they can be painful. And we know, the whole lesson goes into the 3 things that we see in Genesis chapter 3. What happened after the fall of man was shame. They covered themselves. And blame. We saw Adam blaming Eve, right? And then pain. The pain that would follow as a result of life. And we know what that is physically and emotionally and spiritually. How do we deal with shame, blame, and pain in our life? That's the lesson this month for you all. Thank you for being a part of the Intentional Living team, being a part of our community in your monthly support. You've already received it sent to you by email, as we do every month, a brand new teaching. And then one from our archives from maybe a few months or a few years ago that we're sending out. So come and join us. Your support matters. We appreciate it. It allows us to continue to reach people with a message of hope in Christ. You can join us by going to our website at theintentionallife.com. Click on donate, theintentionallife.com. And also for everyone who's sharing with a gift to help the ministry this month, when you ask for it, we'll send you the Intentional Moments, 52 inspirational intentional living moments in this little flip book that you can set up on your table. All right, got a couple minutes left here, King. Gave you some time to think of habits. I know you didn't have to think very long because you deal with it every day. But if I were to walk into your studio or to your gym and said, "Help me, King, I'm struggling. My sugar isn't what it should be. My energy isn't what it should be. My weight isn't what it should be. What are four or five things you tell me I need to work on?"
We do a lifestyle assessment when somebody comes to our program. A lot of times they don't need us. They need just these habits that you're talking about that are going to help them get their life back. The good thing is you are rocking with number one already with you and your wife. Walking is the simplest way for you to begin your activity. Walking outside is far better than being on a treadmill. If you do have to use a treadmill, we want to have our arms swinging. So we're challenging our balance as we move. That's going to work our core and help our proprioceptive system that helps create balance and agility that we want to use and have to use as we get older. And it's self-limiting. If you can only walk so fast because your health is only so good, then that's how fast you can go. If you can really rock it out, then you can move quickly. And as you get better and better, you'll be able to move faster or over. Maybe now we're going up on some terrain, some light hills, walking up some hills and streets to have a little bit of incline. Again, it's a great way to get it going, to get your activity in, get your heart rate up without really stressing the body. Second would be more water, more water. Drinking more water will help your body use fat for fuel. Drinking more water, keeping you hydrated, letting your skin and everything else, your blood viscosity be correct as opposed to too thick, which then now they're concerned about your lipids, that sort of thing. So walking, water. Third, and probably rounding this out with the amount of time we have left, is increasing your vegetable and fruit intake. The easiest way to do that is with greens drink. You can get them at Walmart. I get one from Ultimate Sports Nutrition. Great, great stuff that alkalinizes your system, making you more able to use fat for fuel, and tons of good nutrition in a greens drink or a fruit drink.
All right. Hey,
does
listen.
Does that top three work?
I have that work. That works. That works. Got to do it in the moment. Make sure, hey, you're walking, you're taking the right kind of exercise, drinking water, and getting the right kind of veggie type input into your body. Hey, thank you, King, for joining me today. King Hoover joins us talking about winning life in the moments. That's really what intentional living is. Love to hear your story. You can share it with us on our comment line at 888-888-1717 or on Facebook. Thanks to those of you joining us here in our Intentional Living studio on Facebook Live today. For our entire team, for Dave and Steven, the rest of the gang, have a great day. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.